Gravestone Evangelism. It's alive and well.
Answers with Ken Ham, who's written a book on witnessing called Why Won't They Listen?
I once received an amazing letter from a widow in Wisconsin. She told me she wanted to use a gravestone to spread the gospel. Now, this lady and her husband were passionate about creation evangelism. When they presented the gospel, they knew that people needed to understand where sin came from, as taught in the book of Genesis, before they could understand how Christ saves from sin. So when the husband died, she wanted to use his death as another means of reaching people with the gospel. She knew she couldn't put the whole gospel on her husband's gravestone, so she decided to put a web link instead. She explained, quote, "I decided on something that was easily accessible, relevant to how people got information today, and interesting enough so people would stay on the website," end of quote. She put our web address, answersingenesis.org, on the gravestone. I think I received more letters about that than just about anything I've ever written. You know, it's exciting to see how God is using such creative efforts to get out His gospel message, which begins in Genesis.
On our various websites, you can find several booklets that tackle difficult questions. If you go to our radio site, answersoffer.org, you can order a 10-pack of Ken's witnessing booklets on why a loving God allows death and suffering. If you send us a donation of any size, we'll send them to you. That's answersoffer.org or toll free 1-888-89-ANSWERS.